WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
Hello, hello, welcome, listeners. This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM, 102.9 FM, and on the internet, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. As always, broadcasting live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. We have got a shindig of a show for you tonight. Toxic Moxie is in the building. Toxic Moxie, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
All right, stop looking at me like that.
No, I can't. I can't stop.
Oh, I'm so distracted. I'm so distracted. Now we do have our.
Yo, can you hear me? Sorry.
Yes, that was a yes. The answer is yes.
That's our correspondent Dan from our Amsterdam location.
located in the station.
So I think technically we have two Dans on the show tonight.
Oh, we have a Dan and a Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is Danny. That is no Dan. That's not Daniel. That is Danny right there.
All right, guys. Well, hey, let's introduce you to the people out there listening. Now, Mitch. Mitch, you do what in Doxing Loxy?
I do bass mainly with a little keyboard and little backing vocals as well to go with that.
And cowbell.
Can't forget cowbell.
And also, Mitch, so having you on the show is kind of... It's kind of troubling to me right now because you are our most you're a listener.
Absolutely.
You are a listener.
Absolutely.
You listen
me
you
and
know.
the 10 million other people.
Did you just form this band so you could come on our show?
Yes. Yeah, I need an excuse to show up.
The rest of the band.
Because Mitch will sometimes just drop by the station, which is always a nice surprise. Yeah. Now, who else we got in the band? Let's go around the room.
Hey, I recall that one time, didn't Mitch eat like an entire stick of butter?
No, I brought the butter. It was so half a stick Trey of Montana.
I was supposed to eat the butter. But that
he undercut you.
Hey, if anybody brings a half of a stick of butter up here, I will eat it tonight. That's my word.
You will try to eat it.
You'll try to eat it. All right, let's go. Who else we got in the band? Who are you?
Hey, my name is Sarah.
What do you do in the band?
I'm the singer.
Moxie. The singer. Yeah. You, sir. Step up the microphone.
Justin.
Justin, what do you do in this band here, Toxic Moxie?
I do robots.
You do robots?
Awesomest instrument.
I do machines. Wait, what is it? Machines?
You do the
Donatello
machines.
Donatello
does play the machines.
Those machines, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Guitar.
The guitar. The guitar machine.
It's some kind of...
The wooden stringed machine. And then, sir, come around to the microphone, sir. Come around the microphone. Don't be shy.
You bang the things, right?
I'm Danny, and I play the drums.
Danny with a Y. Two N's and a Y.
Yeah.
Very nice, very
nice.
Dude,
I gotta say, man, being a Dan and a Daniel, and when I was in kindergarten, a Danny, like it takes some real guts to, like, be known as Danny. I feel like you have to be completely secure with your sexuality.
Well, no, the weird thing is, like, at an age, Danny's turns into Dan's. But, like, it never happened to me, man. Nobody ever gave me a nope, so I just stayed Danny.
You're like the Karate Kid, man.
Yeah. So do you spell that with an I? Or
no,
like...
that girl spelled with an I.
Put, like, a heart
in the dog.
So would you say that I'm, like, trying to, like, overcompensate for something?
Yes,
because...
absolutely.
I actually saw you in the bathroom one day, yes. Just joking.
Dude,
just
it was freezing.
Can the spelling of your name compensate for that?
That's why I dot my I's with a heart.
Okay.
I don't know why. That doesn't make sense.
I'm just going to let that go.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm going to let you own that live on the radio.
And Justin, you also play in another band, The Dream Machine, who rocked out at the Republic last night with the Kin Link. And you have a good time doing that?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It's always a great time.
Who's your favorite band to be in?
Favorite band to be in?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man. You're
going to
put me on the spot.
Whoa.
You put me on the spot. You can't be asking me questions, man.
Don't ask Justin any questions.
Yeah. It's a simple answer, Justin. It's the band you're in the room with currently.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're here.
Can punch you in the face.
Now, if Dream Machine was here, you would have to say Dream Machine. because you'd be in the room with them. It was a trick question.
Well, two different bands, very different approaches, you know, and so it's nice to, like, Toxic Moxie is awesome.
And Mitch looks like a very big supporter of the Dream Machine. He's
absolutely
wearing his
absolutely
very nice Dream Machine white tee.
A little stained.
I was going to say, that's like, okay. it's lived in.
It's well worn.
It's definitely been lived in. So, guys, Toxic Moxie, disco, dirty disco punk.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to be hearing tonight, some dirty disco punk from you guys. Some new tunes, because obviously you guys are a very new band-ish.
Yeah, we are,
new
actually.
New band-ish.
We, the three of us, me, Justin, and Danny, got together back in first show for, actually with you guys, for Halloween at the Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Which
that
was
awesome.
So much fun.
So it was just a three-piece instrumental at that time, and then we were looking for a singer, and looked for a singer. And then out of the clouds came Sarah here, and we played our first show with her back in January for actually you guys again, but a different tobacco company for the music review. And then, yeah, I've been going hard ever since, so only about two
months.
Going on 3 months. Yeah,
two months.
Babies.
Since our first show.
Babies.
I mean, when I saw you guys at Tobacco Company, Sarah, like, she was a little... You could tell it was like her first, you know, show with you guys out live for the first song, and then it seemed like she just fell into place. Did you notice immediately that you guys all had chemistry?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, me and Danny have been playing for years and years, bass and drums, and we wanted to start a new project. Like, who should we get on guitar? That kid Justin, he's pretty good at what he does. And we got him to come by one day, and it just, like, clicked right then and there. So, like, all right, well, that was easy enough.
I think they had called probably, like, about 10 other dudes before me, but they were all, like, busy and stuff.
Busy and stuff.
Try to fly him out.
Yeah,
the
missed availability. All right, well, guys, it's time to take a break, play a tune, but we're going to be back with some live tunes and more talking to Toxic Moxie after this little break. But right now, this is Antero with Do Something here on Radio Rubber Room.
Then what's the tell us what is right and what is wrong? I wish that they would eat our words. listening to Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you follow us at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page, because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
Guten Tag. I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A. Don't be fooled by my name. I'm the good Hitler. My family has been breeding puppies for centuries. During my youth in Klausenbergen, I would always remember playing with the cute little puppies, but they were disobedient, always making poopin' in the housen. Grandmama Hitler would always make me put down the bad puppies. Why, Grandmama, why? The puppies! Well, after a lifetime of selectively breeding the puppies, mine puppies are finally available to the public. Mine puppies are an elite breed that is quickly sweeping over Europe. They will surely obey your every command. Sit! Salute! Beseitigen Sie alle Feinde! Yes, yes, mine puppies are sure to be the only breed in the world. Because they are superior to all other puppies! You'll love my puppies. They are so cute, so cuddly, so blonde. Turn in your dog for one of mine puppies today. You must! This is not an option! You'll love mine puppies! Mein Welpen Coffin! Tun Sie es jetzt! Hagen Sie Flaggen sagen!
I've been seeing Jen for like 3 months now, and she's just so, so special. I want to take her out or something, somewhere nice, classy, you know? I just don't know where.
That's easy, Jeff. Take her to the tobacco company. They have a fantastic live entertainment lineup Thursday through Sunday, so you can take her to a classy dinner and stick around to catch a great show.
Wow, thanks, Sarah. That's perfect.
No problem. Just glad
Gotta go. Gonna go check the tobaccocompany.com for this weekend's lineup.
Help. Okay. See ya. Someday, you're gonna take me to tobacco company. Stupid Jen. Oh.
It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it. Today, I'm gonna...
Thank you.
Roxy live here on Radio Rubber Room. What was that tune,
Sarah? It's called Song Tree.
Song Tree.
Song Tree, like as in...
A tree?
As in a tree.
Like Song 3, but minus the H.
Yeah.
It was originally Song 3, and then we revised it.
It's like the Irish pronunciation.
The Irish pronunciation of 3.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tree. Mm-hmm. I get it now. So, not like a tree with branches.
No, that too.
That too. So it's a tree with branches.
It's like 3 trees.
But also the number without the R.
Yeah.
So a lot of layers going on. A lot of layers going on. Now, did you guys have lyrics on the together before Sarah joined the band?
No, we didn't.
So Sarah, lyric writer, or are you guys co-writing some stuff?
No, I write all the lyrics. Sorry.
Sarah, your phone's going off. That's really rude.
I know. I'm sorry.
Do you want to take that?
No.
You want to take that?
Hey, stop the show. So Sarah can have a phone call.
We got time.
I have a public phone call.
So brought all the lyrics to the table.
Yeah.
For the songs. And they fit right in with what you guys had going on with the music.
Yeah, we do. We had like maybe 2 ideas for songs, that we kept around when Sarah joined. But the rest of them have all been, we've all collaborated writing.
And this was the third idea. Tree.
Yeah, pretty
idea
much.
Tree.
It was the third song.
Yeah.
Is that why it's Song Tree?
You figured it out.
So, what is Song On? And then Song Twa?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. song titles, though, couldn't just number them? Is that what we're going to do?
No, we're just really bad at song titles.
No, it's pretty much numbering other random words that don't make any sense.
We have a song that we're going to actually play later. We played at the Yerb last night, and we called the song Jam 1, because it originally was a jam.
That's
the first one.
I bet Justin named that one.
You're on the money, actually.
Way to go.
It just happened that way, and we finished playing at the Yerb last night, and we're like, so what should we actually name this, asking the audience this question? Never do that. Never ask the audience for their input on anything, because they came up with...
Poop Machine.
Poop Machine.
Wow. Only one person yelled. That was the only idea thrown. That was all the people there.
Luckily, there was an idea man in the crowd.
Like, Sean, wow, was that you?
So good.
What was going on with me?
So
that dude from Entourage, Ari, was there.
So I'm sure you guys found him afterwards and asked him to be your manager.
I mean, he got the copyright like real quick. Dude. We had to beg him to use that.
I mean, it makes sense. The Yerb is one of the deeper puddles in Richmond.
That's one way to put it.
The deeper and the muddier.
It's actually pretty good. I think that might be the best description of the Yerb I've ever heard.
The deeper puddle.
A deep, disturbing puddle.
Now, you guys are recording as well, correct?
Yeah, we're about to, I think we're going to take April and play a show here or there, but really start working on an EP and self-producing that and start getting it out to the world.
So already in the process, though?
The preliminary stages are in the process.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded one.
It's
not going to be on the EP, but we do have one track recorded. It's up online and everything. We recorded a track for, actually, the Yerb again, the CD release that they're putting out in the next couple weeks. We were asked to be a part of that, and we jumped at the opportunity. So we did a song. Another song you're going to hear later. It's called Blurry.
Blurry.
Yes.
Now, that is not a number.
No, that's actually probably one of our better song names.
We thought about
names.
Naming that song.
So have you guys thought of bringing on an outside song namer?
Do you want to volunteer for that part?
Oh, no.
We might just use one of those name generators for...
Name generators?
Yeah.
World of Warcraft characters.
That's an idea. That's a start. It's a start.
Have all the songs be names of the heroes. Elrond the Brave.
That would be pretty awesome, actually.
That's getting the ball rolling.
Stick to the like oxymoron kind of foundation of naming things.
Yeah. Like, can you give me an example?
Toxic Moxie. Sounds healthy, but also like the benefits might be like overweighed, or the toxicity like I don't know if I should, like, drink it or warn somebody about it.
I feel like the Toxic Moxie is, like, one of those obscure sexual moves that, like, no one's willing to try.
You got to be ambitious, that's for sure.
You need, like, a ceiling fan.
I heard Mitch and Danny did it one time. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know, it sounds to me like one of those really expensive club drugs.
These are all good. These are
really expensive.
It just came out and seven people have already died.
They're calling it Toxic Moxie.
I feel like the Toxic Moxie sits somewhere between the Cleveland Steamer and the Richmond Mud Puddle.
Is that a thing, the Richmond Mud Puddle?
Oh, yeah, dude, I totally invented it.
He's an expert over there.
Yep.
Does this have something to do with the yard being one of the deeper puddles?
No. This is something that that John DeLuca and myself used to use.
And that's as much as I need to know.
On each other, exactly.
Very nice.
Fair enough.
Very nice. Painting a picture. Definitely painting a picture. Definitely painting a picture.
I feel very weird in this other room right now.
You look good.
Banished, dude.
I can see just your neck.
I gotta say, man, I miss Sean. This is the first time, in case anybody listening doesn't know what's going on. Chanel is sitting in the seat where I usually sit, and I've been demoted to... What was your position, Sean? What does that make me?
Sean.
I've been demoted to Sean Austin.
So Dan is now Sean Austin, and I'm now Dan, and...
Who can I be?
I guess you're you.
Yeah.
Still?
Unfortunately.
Oh, that's disappointing. Yeah. That's disappointing.
Apparently this switch wasn't all of us.
moving on. On Facebook today, we asked people to hit us up with in our shout box on the Podbean page, and... on Twitter, ask us some questions. We did get one Twitter question for you.
Ooh.
Taylor wants to know if I go to the Republic or any other fine RBA establishment to order a Toxic Moxie, will they know what I am talking about?
Ooh, is that very, very good question, Taylor.
The Republic should.
I'm glad you brought it up. The Republic should know. Bogarts did know.
Yeah, Marcel invented it, yeah.
Marcel was a co-creator on it.
So they should know, but they forgot?
Well,
he left Bogarts. He kept it with him to the grave. Rest his soul.
So this is not...
But at the Republic, yeah, right now I guess the Republic.
I mean, what?
Unless you want a really ghetto one, and you can go to the Nile, and they'll make you a really ghetto Toxic Moxie.
It's like a... beer with a green food. The
Toxic Moxie itself is actually delicious. I don't know how we came up with actual decent drink.
It's an entire Colt 45 with a tube of Neosporin in it.
Delicious.
An entire tube.
Delicious.
There's a dildo involved. I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, it's time to take a break, and we'll find out. Hey, after the break, we'll find out what a Toxic Moxie is. And we're here another live tune from Toxic Moxie. Cliffhanger moment. It's like Rocky and Bullwinkle. But right now, it's time for a tune. This is the Trillions with For the Better here on Radio Rubber Room.
Thank you. iTunes.
Hey man, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it. Today I'm gonna be making some of my dank cornbread. It's great when you want bread and corn, but you only want to eat one thing. The first thing you need is two main ingredients, bread and corn. I like a lot of different kinds of breads, so sometimes it's hard for me to difficult to decide. Today I decided to go with English muffins. That counts as bread, right? Man, those Englanders make some flat muffins. Toast those bad boys and butter and jelly them. Oh yeah, that's the stuff. Where was I at again? Oh damn, the cornbread. So right, take some bread and add corn. I prefer popcorn because it's crunchy and I love the butteriness of it. Remember, it's always okay to snack a bit while baking. Now some secret ingredients come into play. Some of my secrets are watermelon juice and coriander. Man, that's a cool word. Wouldn't it be cool if I named my son Coriander? Coriander the Avenger. Austin. Okay, wrap that thing up tight, place the unit in front of like a loudspeaker or something, and play Dark Side of the Moon. Make sure it's on vinyl. Cool. Hang some posters around it or something. Colorfulness is crucial. Now, sometimes when you're eating cornbread, you find yourself wanting to dip it in, like, stuff. So I'm gonna make some great dipping sauce. Start with one can of beer and add one shot of whiskey. Throw in some wine and avocado and melted cheese and avocado. That's right, avocado two times. By now, the record should be about done, so start dipping. It's awesome to dip, slosh it around in the liquid, make it moist, but not too moist. Cornbread is best enjoyed with cartoons.
Once, quite by chance, there was an extraordinary old universe of worlds and wonder of
cornbread. I love me some cornbread.
Cornbread. Was a familiar old world of cities and streets, of trees and cars. And there, in an ordinary...
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
We've all seen them. Salivating outside of a Subway. You've told yourself, maybe next week or sometime soon. Every minute you wait, a stoner sobers up. This can lead him or her to make terrible decisions, like get a job, shower, or be productive. Millions of stoners die each day from soberness-related injuries. Others become maimed from activities such as doing things or trying to read. Without stoners, there wouldn't be anyone to laugh at Seth Rogen movies. This is Isaac. He's a 35-year-old man that still lives with his mother, Isaac frequently has difficulties acquiring sandwiches that are essential to his happiness. During dry times, Isaac can potentially have dramatic mood swings, causing madness that can lead to uncontrollable acts like punching a baby, bestiality, and watching the Sex and the City DVD title screen for 14 hours at a time. But who cares? He's not your stoner. Why should you care? Because he is a stoner and he needs weed to stay happy. I'm Sarah McLaughlin, and for just pennies a day, you can assure that Isaac has the basic requirements he needs to get by. 90% of each dollar you spend goes directly towards crucial amenities, like Doritos, Family Guy DVDs, and the grass that each stoner needs to live a fulfilling life. You'll most likely receive pictures of your stoner, showing their progress. And there's a strong possibility your stoner will show up at your house at all hours to show you his grateful debt tapes. And that will give you a sense of personal gratification that you just can't buy. All you have to do is step up and say, I'm going to help this stoner. Because he needs you to help him get high. This ad was paid for by Christian Stoner BC.
Five delicious carbonated meat flavors. Chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich. Crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat.
Hi, we're the Green Boys.
1 and 2 and 3. So if you're sitting at home on a Thursday night, wondering what to do, just tune in to Radio Rubber Room 10 to 12.
Thank you.
That was Jam 1 by Toxic Moxie, Jamaru Uno. Have you thought of maybe like doing a couple in Spanish?
Sure.
Like naming them in Spanish, just numbered in Spanish.
Jam Uno.
Jamaro Uno.
Disguises the fact that we can't come up with anything.
Can we, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we call that one Jam... is that better than what the guy at the Yerb named it?
Jamaro Uno?
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Jamaro
Uno. I'll go with that.
Poop Machine is just so endearing.
Yeah. Is that... When you wrote the lyrics, is that what you envisioned for the
yes.
name?
Yes. It was close. Yeah.
Now, is that one where you guys had the music together, had the jam...